This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's head over to Regina, Saskatchewan to catch up with community reporter Becky Czar. Hey, good morning, Becky.
I
think we have Becky on the line, but it sounds like we're maybe doing a couple adjustments there. Do we have Becky? You know what we're going to do? Let's flash forward ahead while we're working a little bit with Becky there on some of her camera framing, and let's offer you a couple of news stories. The Liberal government bill to ban conversion therapy got speedy passage in the House of Commons. Roger Ward has more.
No dissenting voice. I declare the motion carried.
MPs moved to quickly adopt a motion presented by a Conservative MP to fast-track the legislation. Flanked by some of the Liberals' openly gay ministers, MP Rob Oliphant teared up.
And it's just a wonderful day for kids growing up in a world that I didn't grow up in.
He said this happened at kitchen tables around the country as kids talked to their parents about how the world has changed. Roger Ward, The Canadian Press.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday with Craig Oliver in his politics segment. We were definitely discussing the implications of this, and it was really great to see politicians across the spectrum coming together to pass that law yesterday. Let's do a couple more of these news stories, and then we can connect over with Becky Czar. Canada's trade minister is headed back to the U.S. Capitol for trade discussions just 2 weeks after she joined Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on a visit to the White House. Nicole Reese has that story.
Is taking issue with the proposed tax credit for electric vehicles and with the U.S. plans to nearly double its duties on Canadian softwood lumber imports. Winnipeg MP Kevin Lamoureux reminded the opposition softwood lumber has been a trade irritant between the two countries for decades under both Liberal and Conservative governments. Canada has challenged the legality of the duties in the past at Canada-U.S. Free Trade Dispute Resolution panels, and the World Trade Organization has won every time. He predicts that will be the case again this time, but admitted the litigation process will take time. Nicole Reese, The Canadian Press.
And one more story before we talk to Becky. The interim leader of the Green Party is hoping to start a process of regrowth within the party at their first news conference since being appointed. Anita Kuttner acknowledged there has been a lot of conflict within the party, but said only a few people were involved.
The majority of the membership is not involved in these conflicts. What I can do is, I hope, facilitate. I am one person and I cannot promise to do everything myself, surely. But I hope to offer myself first to put out my trust to everyone and to guide everyone if they are willing on this healing journey. But it is up to everyone to step up.
Kuttner, an astrophysicist, was appointed to the interim role after former leader Annamie Paul resigned. Let's catch up with community reporter Becky Czar in Regina, Saskatchewan. Hey, good morning, Becky.
Dave, how are you?
I'm well. Nice to chat with you once again. And Becky, we're going to start with a CNIB fundraiser that is back this year. The Guide Dogs with Purpose Gala is on and popping. So before we look to the future, let's look to the past. What have these galas been like in the past?
Yeah, you know what, Dave? We had a really great opportunity to host a gala for the first time 2 years ago, and it's a major fundraiser here for the CNIB, and it was just a fantastic evening. And unfortunately, because of COVID, of course, last year we were not able to put forward the event, but this year we're back in action and want to shout it from the rooftop and invite pretty much everybody to come on out and join in on the fun. So it's taking place here in Regina at the Connexus Arts Centre on Saturday, January the 29th. Tickets are $125, but what that gives you is admission in, that gives you your supper, that gives you access to the live and silent auction items, as well as all of the entertainment. There's going to be bands, and it's just going to be a blast. So last year, or I guess 2 years ago, I guess I should say, we had the opportunity, we had the goal in mind of raising 50K. So 50K is kind of the number that gets batted around there about the lifetime cost of a guide dog within the CNIB program. But we were actually able to exceed that goal, and we actually raised over $70,000.
Oh, so right on.
It was such a successful evening. And so we're hoping to match that. A really exciting thing that came out of that is it allowed us, as the group of people who attended that event, to actually raise a future guide dog puppy, or sorry, name a future guide dog puppy that was going to be raised here in Saskatchewan. And so the name was voted on, and coincidentally, Dave, it was my little guy, Bennett, that put forward the name of Oli. So there is an Oli, and Oli, cross your fingers, is going to be attending the event if everything works out, and we'll have an opportunity to meet her as well.
Oh, I love
that. So there's still sponsorship opportunities that are available. If people want to pop in as a corporate table, they're welcome to, or if you just want to come by yourself or with a friend or a family member, individual tickets are available as well. So you can reach out to Nanette at the CNIB office here in Regina for more information, or check them out online. But Nanette's phone number is 306-525-2571.
In my less socially anxious days, I loved going to some galas, and I used to go to the Ottawa Humane Society Fur Ball, which was an annual gala held every April. And one of the things I loved about that one is there was lots of dogs and cats and lots of little, furry creatures to cuddle while I was there. Will there be some guide dogs on the premises at this Guide Dogs with Purpose gala?
Well, brace yourself. Spoiler alert, Dave, I will be walking the red carpet with my newfound friend, Lulu. So there will be current guide dogs, future guide dogs, and there most definitely will be puppies on scene for people to come and check out, to meet and greet as well. So Lulu will be dressed in her fairest dress and ready to roll.
is she a black lab or a golden lab?
She's a black lab.
So,
yeah.
So you see, she's already black tie, even without the dress code being in effect. She's already ready to go. When I was doing a broadcast at the CNIB Beer and Clam Bake at Lake Joe a couple years ago, the CNIB Guide Dog Puppy Program was there, and they let me hold a couple of the puppies, and that was still probably a highlight of my life. Yeah, Becky, I love a gala. The dancing, the music, the socializing, the food, and I also love me a silent auction. I don't know why, but a silent auction makes me oddly competitive.
Oh, me too. It's like you want to get in there and you're scared you're going to lose out. But, I mean, joke's on you in a way because you're paying for that item. But it's going to such a great cause that it makes you feel okay about it.
The vast majority of the art hanging in my house right now has been bought at fundraiser, charity fundraiser, silent auctions.
That's a good way of picking them out.
Yeah, well, you know, it's got taste and it's got a little bit of culture as well. So as Becky mentioned, it's going to be taking place on Saturday, January the 28th at the Connexus Arts Center, $125 a ticket, and you can call Nanette at 306-525-2571 for more information. And that information will be up on our blog after the show, ami.ca/now blog. Hey, Becky, we know you love baking, and we also know this is the last time we're chatting with you before a little bit of a Christmas holiday. So you wanted to give us some tips on how to make our own snack bars with a special set of gear. So what's this top secret equipment?
Yeah, you're totally bang on, Dave. Anybody who's joined in the Community Report and listened to me chat over the last few years knows that I am a sucker for Christmas, and particularly Christmas baking. So this is a little tip that I came up with. I was a consultant from Pampered Chef, actually. She's aware of my vision challenges, and so she kind of gives me a few hints along the way about products that she thinks might be helpful to my cooking experience. And I got this one a little bit skeptical, but I love it. So now I want to share it with all of my friends, the listeners out there. It's called the Snack Bar Maker. Okay, so what it basically is, if you can visualize a cookie sheet, it's got individual little wells in it. So there's 12 of them there. And then the beautiful thing is that a few months back, I talked about these Pampered Chef cookie scoops that I use that are like game changing in my world. Anyways, the medium sized one, if you scoop your batter, whether it happens to be a granola bar you're making, a brownie, a cookie, whatever it happens to be, use that medium scoop. It fits perfectly into that well. Because along with the set comes a teeny tiny little spatula, which you look at and you're thinking, well, what am I going to do with this thing, right? But actually, it's the perfect diameter to allow you to squish down your batter into those little wells, and it fits perfectly. It doesn't make like a big sloppy mess where you're like got goop and like stuff half burning on. And then it's made out of, the tray itself is made out of silicone, so it's good up to 450 degrees. So, I mean, pretty much you're not going to bake anything over that, I would hope anyways. So you're going to throw that in the oven if it happens to be a brownie that you're making or a cooked granola bar, and then pop it out. And then you can either A, store it right in there, or B, you can use a little mini spatula again and scoop it out because it fits perfectly in there. If you happen to be somebody who likes to cheat a little bit and make a no-bake product, so I make no-bake granola bars for my husband, and then I just do all those processes, throw it in the freezer, let it set, pop it out, and then it actually, because it has a flexibility into the or the silicone, it actually pops right out. And there's like, ta-da, and you look amazing because you have these perfectly formed little sort of individual size delightful treats for all of your people who are going to stop by your house, or you can give as gifts or whatever it happens to be. But if you feel like storing it, there's an actual lid that comes and clicks right on the tray as well. So I wish I should buy into Pepper Chef's stocks because I talk about them so much. I don't reap any of the benefits except for my personal stuff, but they're $35-ish online. Right now there's sales all over the place because of Christmas, so it's a really great time to check it out. So just go on to pamperchef.com and you can get more information on there and see some pictures up close if you need to zoom in on them.
Becky, one last question here, because I think you alluded to it there. We're talking about like brownie bars, protein bars, granola bars. We're running the gambit here from healthy to unhealthy, right? For, you know, the more unhealthy eater like myself.
Yeah, you know what? That's the beautiful thing about Christmas baking is that it's the whole gamut. You can throw in something healthy-ish there. And maybe you don't use it at Christmas time to make the healthy stuff. Maybe it's just more of the indulgent, delicious, gooey stuff that you use it for. But it is really super handy and user-friendly. So, yeah, give it a whirl.
Becky, one last question before we let you go. Where do you stand on the Christmas fruitcake issue? Do you like the fruitcake or are you opposed to the fruitcake?
Fruit and cake, to me, should not go together. I'm not a fan. I have to admit it, unless somebody's got a real awesome, you know, one made out there, it's probably not on my list of things to do, to make, or to consume.
Fair enough. Anybody, instead of sending their fruitcake to Becky, send it to me. I'll gladly take care of that. Becky, listen, it's so great catching up with you as always. All the best to you and the family over the Christmas holidays. Enjoy it, have fun, and we'll talk to you again in the new year.
You too. Merry Christmas, Dave. Take care.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.